And finally, for this edition of Outlook, the Cornwall Blind Association Guitar Club are also on the lookout for new members. So if you fancy giving it a go, call the site centre on 01872 26 1110. And of course, no experience is necessary.
Right, well, my name is Ron and I'm the leader of this group, you could say. I run the club. We've been going for about between 12 to 15 years. The idea is to teach people to play the guitar, but more than anything, to have some fun with the instrument. We're not going to turn out lots of brilliant guitar players, but if they are, great. Any age can join, any sex can join. In fact, we could do with a few young ladies, actually. We've only got men at the moment. I have a right-hand man, which is Mike Reeves. He helps out. If we get a full class, he looks after those that can play a little bit, or once they can start to play, and he'll help them on whilst I spend more time with the complete newcomers. The oldest member we've got with us is Charles. He's 91. He's away on holiday at the moment. He also plays ukulele. Has a great time when we're playing, and we'll suddenly break into song, and then that starts everybody else then wants to sing then, including Mike at times.
Mike, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I've got 25% vision in my right eye, and the left eye is practically useless now, you know? But it hasn't always been that bad, but I've always been short-sighted anyway, right from birth, you know? I've been playing guitar since I was about 18, but of course, I could see more then. So it probably didn't come as hard to me as it would perhaps someone like Andrew, you know, who started actually from scratch, you know.
And Andrew, can you tell me a bit about yourself? And your guitar?
I can't see a thing, and about 2 years ago I thought it might be nice to learn a guitar. I like to listen to a lot of rock music and thought I might well learn to play an instrument. So I learnt about the guitar club here and thought I'd come along. And what's good about the guitar club is that it's encouraging from the beginning, because you can come along with no obligation, and they actually have instruments here for you to borrow just to see if you like to play. And then you're sort of invited back, and then you gradually get into it, starting from the very basics. I didn't really know how to hold a guitar, or the names of the guitar strings, or any of the notes. And then gradually over the last 2 years, I've increased my knowledge and gradually learned to play a few chords.
Well, I've been teaching the guitar now for about best part of 50 years. So it's just a case of adapting the teaching style to suit those who cannot see. The idea is to use what we call a finger to a fret. They learn how to put their fingers around the fingerboard to get the feel of the frets and the strings. And then eventually I'm able to play a scale of C, like so. They will then learn how to play that. They will then learn the notes of that scale. And when they can do it, when I tell them to play a C or a G or a D and they can do it, I then read out the notes of a piece of music, a simple piece, and they play those notes. And after a little bit of practice, they're playing the tune. And that's how we progress. We go on, and I teach them the chords. And eventually they can play. I always say that if they join the club and they can't play a note, by the time they leave, they can.